In this bulletin, the federal government promises more than 1 million new jobs before the next election, and the US Justice Department files multiple charges against tech giant Huawei. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The federal government is promising to create 1.25 million jobs in the next 5 years through its economic handling. Prime Minister Scott Morrison will outline his government's economic plan today in Brisbane. Mr Morrison says ensuring Australia's continuing economic success and growth is of vital importance to his government. Mr Morrison has told the Nine Network he will fulfil his promises.
Well, the number I'm interested in today is 1.25 million jobs. That's my pledge to the Australian people. We've created around about that ever since we were last elected, and we've got that by ensuring that we keep taxes low, back small business, invest in the infrastructure Australia needs and Queensland needs in particular, expanding our export markets, getting our budget under control, and supporting new industries as well, whether it's in the medical sector or in defence industries. That's how we've delivered the jobs till now. That's how we'll deliver the jobs in the future.
Mr Morrison has also warned against a recession if Labor comes into power. Shadow Minister for Industrial Relations Brendan O'Connor has told Sky News there's no reason for Australians to believe the Prime Minister.
We've seen debt more than double. We've seen 1.1 million underemployed Australians, 1.8 million Australians. We've seen the lowest wage growth in Australia in 25 years. And yet we're going to see apparently everything's going to be remarkably better if the current government's re-elected. There is no reason for the Australian people to believe a word Scott Morrison says on the economy.
Trade tensions between the US and China are likely to intensify after the Justice Department filed 13 charges against tech giant Huawei. The charges have been laid against Huawei, two of its affiliated firms, and its chief financial officer, Meng Wanzhou. Huawei and Skycom are charged with bank fraud, wire fraud, and violating US sanctions on Iran. Huawei and Huawei USA are charged with conspiracy to obstruct justice related to the grand jury investigation. Meng has been charged with bank fraud, wire fraud, and conspiracies to commit bank and wire fraud. Meng has been arrested by Canadian officials on December the 1st on a US warrant and has been detained in Vancouver since then. Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker has told reporters the US is seeking Meng's extradition.
There are additional troubling allegations in the indictment as well, including that Huawei lied to the federal government and attempted to obstruct justice by concealing and destroying evidence, and by moving potential government witnesses back to China. In compliance with our request for her provisional arrest pursuant to our extradition treaty with Canada, the United States is currently seeking her extradition.
Former Socceroos captain Craig Foster says FIFA has agreed to put more pressure on the governments of Bahrain and Thailand to release detained footballer Hakim Al-Arabi. Mr. Foster says his discussions with FIFA's General Secretary Fatma Samoura in Zurich have been positive and she's agreed to exert further pressure. Mr. Al-Arabi has been held in Thailand since November after he was detained by authorities when he arrived in Bangkok for his honeymoon. Bahrain has officially submitted documents for his extradition from Thailand. Mr. Foster has been campaigning for the 25-year-old footballer's release, saying Mr. Al-Arabi's release is now a matter of urgency. Drought and bushfire risk could soon be predicted months in advance thanks to emerging research using satellite technologies. Researchers at the ANU have been measuring groundwater and soil moisture using data from satellites in outer space. The team says the data is accurate enough to monitor water levels in areas known to 5 kilometres squared. ANU Professor Albert van Dijk says using these satellites will allow scientists to predict drought conditions with far more confidence.
By using these different satellites, we can actually predict with much more confidence how likely it is that that we will see real drought impacts on, for instance, agriculture, you know, on pasture, on crops, but also on forests, so the risk of fires, for instance, becoming uncontrollable.
To basketball, and Melbourne United has underlined its NBL championship credentials with a heated 114-91 triumph over the Adelaide 36ers. After scores were tied at half-time, United gained the upper hand in the third quarter before comprehensively outscoring Adelaide 32-16 in the fourth quarter. The results leave Melbourne on top of the ladder, having played two games less than the second-placed Melbourne Perth Wildcats, rather. Now, time to look at the weather for the rest of today. In Perth, it's sunny and 31, much the same for Adelaide, 32. Also sunny in Melbourne, 35. Hot and sunny in Hobart as well, 31. A shower or two in Canberra, 35. In Wollongong, mostly sunny and 27. Partly cloudy in Sydney and 30. Sunny in Newcastle, 31 degrees. In Brisbane, a possible shower, 32. In Cairns, showers with a possible storm, 29 degrees. Similar conditions for Darwin, 33. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News.